Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It's Friday, January 24th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, on the InfoWars Nightly News, Obama's use of drones in Pakistan has been responsible for 2,400 deaths, including 273 innocent civilians. Plus, Big Brother surveillance operations are expanding worldwide. All that and more on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Well, last week we told you about low-flying helicopters that are set to surveil the sky in D.C. to check for any spikes in radiation. Well, now the Pentagon is set to release two blimps. They're going to survey the coast against any cruise missiles that might be launched from ships offshore. One military officer says that as it stands today, we have practically zero capability to detect, much less defend, against a cruise missile from, say, Russia or Iran. Now, the blimps carry radars that can search for hundreds of miles to detect the launch of a cruise missile and then relay that data back to interceptor missiles. But those same blimps can also be outfitted with radars capable of tracking vehicles on the ground and with cameras that can watch people, giving the government the ability, of course, to follow American citizens as they go about their daily lives. Now, officials insist that they have no plans to put cameras on the blimps. Right. No plans to utilize those blimps to surveil the people while there's no law stopping them. So why wouldn't they use it to the fullest force of what they're able to do with it? But additionally, aren't we the strongest and most capable military in the world? So we haven't been prepared for potential cruise missiles from Russia or Iran, say, in the last 50 years. So what is this big PSYOP? You know, it's to keep the American people on high alert for World War III, and now they're going to be launching, you know, the blimps and also the helicopters. They're conditioning us to accept this. This is the new norm that we're constantly going to be having little ladybug drones and helicopters and now these blimps constantly surveilling us. And this is absolutely insane because, as we've mentioned again and again, it's always the Western government who is staging the false flags, who is arming the rebels and destabilizing the government so that we can go to war and then rob the country of all of their resources and build army bases there. So, I don't know. It's just a huge psyop to keep people on red alert. And one of the ways they're going to easily get the sheep to go along with this is it's sports stadiums. Now, I'm not picking on any sports fans. If you guys want to go watch a game here and there, whatever. But historically speaking, these games are weapons of mass distraction. The elite use these. They keep the sheep distracted, watching the game, fighting amongst themselves, betting on their favorite team, while they go and do their dirty work behind the scenes and rob the country of its riches while distracting you. Well, now New York is going to blanket Midtown Manhattan with temporary surveillance cameras as just one of the many security measures being taken to protect visitors for the Super Bowl. There's going to be hundreds of extra cops patrolling Super Bowl Boulevard and up to 700 extra state troopers patrolling the area on game day. And, of course, the sheep are going to be drinking and having a good old time, so they're not going to even care that the TSA is now going to be out there groping them and subjecting them to this security theater. We told you yesterday about the Major League Baseball getting in alignment with the DHS. Now all eyes are going to be on the Super Bowl, and so, of course, the DHS has to show the world that we are out there stopping terrorism by subjecting lowly Americans to unjustified nude strip searches at some places. Amazing. But it's no different in London. That's the place where 1984 took place. Well, now they're taking that fiction and turning it into a reality. Look at this photograph. It was taken in London's Park Lane. It basically just underscores how authorities are randomly using these dubious, unspecified terror threats to set up these papers, please, checkpoints where innocent bystanders are going to be searched by police. Now, that sign reads, "Security operation. Officers are conducting patrols in this area to deter and disrupt terrorist activity." that there is not specified intelligence to suggest terrorist activity in this area, but terrorists need to plan and prepare by observing possible targets or transporting equipment and material around. Police activities, including stop and search, will make it harder for terrorists to operate. Your cooperation and patience will help keep London safe. Oh my goodness, I can just hear the loudspeakers around the city of 1984-esque just announcing this to the people. This is okay, this is what we do, this is the new normal. We're gonna stop and search you because we are stopping terrorism because you might be hiding Al-Qaeda in your underpants. So we're gonna stop and search everyone. No rhyme or reason, we don't care about your rights. And this is, they're starting it there. They're trying to make the American people get used to it with the TSA and now going into sports stadiums and letting us know that there is this totally non-existent threat of terrorism, but that we should be on constant high alert for it. And basically all I have to say about that is that the PSYOP is on, people. It is on. So don't allow yourself to be fooled by it while you're distracting yourself with this upcoming Super Bowl. Keep your eyes out, know what's really going on. And speaking of terrorists, I mean, if they really wanted to stop terrorism, don't you think they should just march to the White House and go arrest terrorist number one, Mr. I'm really good at killing people? Well, a new report out by the Bureau of Investigative Journalism in London says that Obama has sanctioned the killing of nearly 2,500 people by drone strike since he took office. And of those 2,400 people, at least 273 were completely innocent civilians. They say Obama first authorized a strike 3 days into his presidency. It killed at least 9 civilians. And then a second strike authorized on that very same day by Obama killed up to 10 civilians. So it's 19 people he killed within 72 hours of becoming the president. Now, the report notes also that when Obama first broke his silence on the drone program, you know, 3 years into utilizing these drone strikes, he said to the world, drones have not caused a huge number of civilian casualties. For the most part, they've been very precise. Precision strikes against Al-Qaeda and affiliates. But in reality, during that time, the records show that drones killed at least 236 civilians, including 61 children. And this is the man that we are being asked to believe is not going to target innocent Americans here on American soil without first going through the due process that we enjoy here as a free people, as a free country. He says, oh, I probably won't kill or target Americans on American soil. Are we supposed to believe this guy? I mean, I'm sure they're not going to put cameras on the blimps either. This is ridiculous. They are trying to condition us and let us know that this drone program and this mass surveillance, it's completely normal. I feel like ever since Snowden leaked the documents on the NSA and ever since the NSA facility has opened up and the public has become kind of aware about how far-reaching this spy program is, they have been really cranking it up, ramping up their efforts to the New World Order because they know that we are waking up and so they really need to put it into high gear and hope to get it so far that there's no way for us to fight back or to pull it back or to stop this. And that is what I'm really concerned about. I mean, the globalists are really, really hoping for this thing to work. One way they're doing it, slowly, they're chipping away at the Second Amendment, chipping away at the First Amendment. And you'll recall that we went to Dallas there during the JFK Memorial and we got into a little kerfuffle there with a police spokeswoman who basically told us that by standing next to the road, we were violating two city ordinances. One of those was carrying signs and handing out flyers in public next to a public roadway. Well, we're going to just go ahead and call this the Alex Jones Law. This is actually breaking on InfoWars today. Kit Daniels wrote this story. Now the Dallas City Council has expanded that ban on the First Amendment to outlaw anyone who the city claims to be distracting motorists. Before, where it was you couldn't be within 75 feet of a freeway or service road and holding a sign, now they've changed that ordinance to just be anyone who they arbitrarily want to say is distracting a motorist. They said they changed the ordinance in a manner to protect the public's interest in free speech while regulating conduct that endangers safety. Oh, there it is again. For our safety. So once again, they're going to arbitrarily just enforce these laws whenever, I'm sure they're not going to take down the sign spinner who's directing motorists in to go buy a pizza or to get some new insurance. Or maybe the college kid who is holding the sign to say, hey, we're holding a car wash here. I mean, maybe they could go after those people if they need to make a quota and, you know, get some $500 extra because that's how much the tickets are going to be. But I'm pretty certain that they're going to enforce this more so when there is a political rally or dissenting opinion or a crowd gathering. And of course here they're saying shutting down this free speech. That the First Amendment isn't just about speech, it's also about assembly. So yes, you're violating the First Amendment with this. And because this is breaking at InfoWars right now, and Alex Jones is with his family today, just wait till he gets word of this. I cannot see. We'll have to listen to the show on Sunday and see where Alex Jones takes this story. But the thing that is really insulting is that they don't think that you are smart enough to understand what's going on. They don't think that you're really that bright to get what's going on with the NSA and how big of a deal this is. That's why, of course, the mainstream media is doing its job. Congresswoman Jane Harman went on MSNBC last night to discuss the news that the government-appointed Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board had ruled that, yes, the NSA's phone spying program was illegal, it should be terminated, and it had not led to the apprehension of a single terrorist. So that was very big breaking news on MSNBC. Take a look.
Congresswoman, let me interrupt you just for a moment. We've got some breaking news out of Miami. Stand by, if you will. Right now in Miami, Justin Bieber has been arrested on a number of charges.
Can you believe that? What on earth are they thinking? That is why the MSNBC and the mainstream media is going the way of the dinosaur. They interrupted a very important discussion that affects us all, not just here in America, but globally, something that people who want real news are very concerned with. They interrupted that and said, Congresswoman, I'm so sorry to interrupt you. Breaking news. To give you this earth-shattering revelation about Justin Diaper Pants Beeper going to Bieber or whatever, going to court. I mean, my goodness. And that allows them to say, oh, well, you know, we covered the NSA story while downplaying it and then just blanket covering it with this complete non-news. That is ridiculous. Were you watching MSNBC last night? Are you a 14-year-old girl? I mean, that is what they think. They don't think that you are smart enough or that you care enough to know about the NSA. And then when we're actually being given an opportunity to say, wow, this NSA thing is illegal. It should be shut down. An opportunity for the American people to actually stand up and do something about it. They say, oh, wait a minute. You don't really care about that. You care about Justin Bieber. Oh my gosh. Well, that's why, you know what? Good for them, because they're just allowing the authentic media to fill the vacuum where this news is actually missing. So thank you guys for sticking around with me right now. And then coming up, Jakari Jackson will be in the studio with James O'Keefe of Project Veritas.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. And the InfoWars Army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution, InfoWarsStore.com.
Battleground Texas, a group that is formed to turn Texas blue.
A group of Obama campaign alumni formed Battleground Texas with the thought that if they can turn Texas blue nationally, Republicans will struggle to win presidential elections.
This is Will Davies with Battleground Texas. There's an enthusiasm level which I was just unprepared for.
I'm really wondering how this is going to work out since he's in a wheelchair and most of the slogans are stand with Wendy. That's in our subconscious now. So it's interesting to me from a psychological point of view how it's going to play out.
And here you all are 11 months before the campaign election day to work on our behalf. And you are the secret weapon. You are secret weapon.
I heard from someone that she's too stupid to be governor.
Yeah. Battleground had to tell her that, you know, we're going to support you, and we had to convince her.
What I think's amazing is he's in a wheelchair, but he has no sympathy for anyone or anyone.
He may have a personality disorder.
First of all, not good looking. He doesn't speak very well. He doesn't have a good personality. And he's in a wheelchair.
We're at Battleground, Texas today. Have y'all heard of us?
Yes. I'm getting new people registered, making sure that people know exactly how to vote.
Are you registered to vote?
For Wendy?
No, just in general.
You got a Wendy Davis sticker right behind it.
I do.
I'm not registering to vote for her.
My husband is not politically active. We had received absentee forms, and I just signed his name on one. I mean, is that okay?
I don't think that's legal, but I'll do like Lisa did. I didn't hear you say that.
You do it all the time.
That's the latest video from Project Veritas. We have James O'Keefe of Project Veritas here to explain this video to us. All right, now, James, tell us about this video. It's seemingly going viral right now, even though it's been out for a very short period of time.
Yeah, we're approaching 200,000 views on YouTube. It's on, it's all over the internet. It's about, Texas. It's about the governor race in Texas between Wendy Davis and Attorney General Greg Abbott. Wendy Davis got in trouble this week, regarding, disabled people. Greg Abbott is disabled. He is paraplegic. He's in a wheelchair. And we have undercover cameras of Battleground Texas people. That's the, political action committee trying to turn Texas into a Democratic state, which works closely with Wendy Davis. They were mocking Greg Abbott's disability, talking about how he's in a wheelchair and that's the reason why he shouldn't be governor. So this has gotten the campaign to hot water. Wendy Davis is forced to react, calling the statements abhorrent, and there's a huge controversy about the campaign's view on disabled people right now.
Exactly. Now, when did you shoot this footage, and how prevalent do you think this is as a representation of Wendy Davis supporters?
Well, Wendy Davis took credit for Battleground Texas's fundraising this week. We raised something like $12 million. Battleground Texas it's a political action committee that works closely with the Democratic Party to try to flip Texas, and they're really in the business of trying to get Wendy Davis elected. So they're the driving force behind Wendy Davis, and she's taking credit for them. Now she's trying to distance herself from them, so she can't have it both ways. Mm-hmm. But, we shot the footage in September and October. In the fall, we have a lot of footage, and we're releasing it now because it's in the news right now. They're talking about Greg Abbott's disability mm-hmm. and how it, impacts Wendy Davis. So we released that this week, and we also have undercover people throughout the state of Texas continuing to do investigations. So we'll be releasing more as the time moves on.
Exactly. Now, I want to talk about some of the other things that have gotten Ms. Davis in hot water recently. We have this article on Infowars.com. Texas governor candidate Wendy Davis faces major backlash for Invest in Texas tweet. Now, this is a tweet she sent out, James, and she was talking about how she wants to support the Texas kids and all this. And then she got a slew of backlash by people talking about, you mean the children that you don't want to abort. Ms. Davis is a very strong supporter of abortion. So she had some very strong backlash on that front as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a rough week for candidate for governor Wendy Davis. But the great thing about this stuff is that I think it just speaks about whether she cares about people. This whole notion of war on women and everything is one narrative. What about the other narrative? What about her views on people? Mm-hmm. And I think when you disparage handicapped people, when you disparage people with disabilities, I think it spells trouble. But the great thing about Project Veritas, like I said to you last time I was on your show, is that we don't really comment on the election or comment on who you should, vote for. It's just about giving information about the way these people think and what they say when no one's looking. And I think it gives you a really unique insight into the minds of some of these people on the left who mm-hmm. claim to care about people, and then they go around disparaging people because they're in a wheelchair. You can disagree with people's policies, but don't talk that way.
Exactly. I'm glad you brought up that point, because this is not a pro Greg Abbott commercial. I know the Wendy Davis supporters may try to spin it that way, but I have issues with Attorney General Greg Abbott. I'll tell you briefly, James, that here in Texas, I covered a story about a gentleman who was killed by an Austin police officer, Larry Eugene Jackson, and Greg Abbott's camp was quick to label this to be a justifiable homicide, even though Mr. Jackson was unarmed at the time of his confrontation with the police and was shot in the back of the neck. Mr. Abbott's camp was quick to label that to be a justifiable homicide. So I have issues with Greg Abbott himself. I'm not just, bashing Wendy Davis. I definitely disagree with her views on abortion, but this is not pro-Abbott country, pro-Abbott territory. Now, James, I want to talk to you about some other issues that are in the news and some of your other projects sure. that you have going on. So you spent some time here in Texas. You say you also have some of your agents still here working, doing various projects. And I know you do a lot of secret stuff, but what can you tell us about?
Well, we have about 2 hours of footage that we cut down from hundreds of hours of footage of Battleground Texas meetings. A lot of election judges in the state of Texas, a lot of meetings surrounding Battleground Texas. If you saw our Obamacare videos in November and December, you saw that we touched on Battleground Texas. But there's this whole effort across the country to flip states into, they call them battleground states, like Colorado. Mm-hmm. And they bring in these groups and they spend, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to change the it's almost like a shadow, a government or something. It's not literally a shadow, but they bring in these institutions. They don't necessarily represent the people. They represent national Washington DC interests. And then suddenly the people find themselves not being represented accurately. And then you have the recall elections in Colorado. So right now that's sort of happening in the state of Texas, and it's a long ball game, as they put it. It's not just about the governor's race in 2014. It's an effort to change the political dynamic of the state of Texas. So what we're doing at Project Veritas is we have, you know, a dozen or so undercover videographers who are out there right now. I can't talk about what they're doing because I don't want to compromise the mission. But in fact, I almost didn't want to release this footage this week because I didn't want to send up red flags to Battleground. But I also feel like we have to break the news as news develops. We have to break news that's relevant to what people are talking about. That's why we broke the story this week.
Exactly. Now, James, our time is short. I want to get your comment on this because I know you're a filmmaker. You do your documentaries and so forth. Dinesh D'Souza, who made the Obama 2016 video, I don't know if you're familiar with this story, but he is in some hot water because of some political contributions he may or may not have made. Do you think that this is a potential purge against filmmakers, people who are against the establishment?
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting this. I mean, it's on Drudge right now. My group is being subpoened by Governor Cuomo. Governor Cuomo of New York. I'm located in Westchester, New York. Governor Cuomo made a statement last week that people who are pro-life or pro-gun do not belong in the state of New York. Now, I'm not officially a conservative group. I don't identify myself as conservative, but I'm viewed that way, and he's essentially subpoenaing me for all documents, all financial transactions. This is after I've been audited by the IRS, after I've served 3 years of federal probation for a crime I didn't commit, after a federal judge destroyed my evidence. I'm not trying to play victim here, but there are extraordinary challenges facing people like me, people like anybody who investigates and exposes fraud in the federal government. And now they're trying to subpoena me. They're trying to shut people out. And it's a story that's right now all over the internet. I'll be happy to comply with any subpoenas for any records. I'm very careful about what we do here, and everything's above board. But yes, there are. It's unbelievable that they're coming after journalists. They're coming after filmmakers. But nobody in the IRS was held accountable for their actions. You know, there's crime all over the state of New York. The pension systems were money was stolen from the pension systems. The State University of New York, there's a lot of fraud there. And they're coming after my nonprofit organization, which does journalism. And this is the day and age we live in. And I said on Facebook yesterday, I said, okay, I'm going to leave New York. I'm going to take my office. I plan to leave New York. And then once I leave New York, then I'm going to do an investigation on Governor Cuomo. That's my plan at this point.
Well, don't stop with Cuomo. Hit Bloomberg and the rest of those guys up there. James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, thanks for your time, man.
Thank you very much.
And if you would like to follow up on some of the earlier adventures of Project Veritas, you can stop by the InfoWars shop and pick up a copy of Breakthrough. Well, that's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson, and we'll see you again next week.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.
Well, Obama's defense of the NSA's constant surveillance of all Americans just reached a new level of absurdity when he compared them to Paul Revere. After blatantly lying, even they realize they don't have any credibility.
We're putting out mindless propaganda is what some of us feel that we're putting out, and that what the American people feel that we're putting out.
What's a tyrant to do? Well, you could pull in some corporate billionaires who work hand in glove with the NSA. I'm sure that would help.
So it's not as though government surveillance is absolutely bad in all cases. Is it done in a way that people trust that the normal privacy concerns are being adhered to?
It's interesting that Gates would be talking about trust. Microsoft was the first company to partner with the NSA on violating your trust and spying on you without reason and without a warrant. Internet companies want you to trust them with your data, and the government wants you to give your data to a third party like Microsoft so they can get that data without a search warrant. They merely ask companies like Microsoft, and Microsoft eagerly turns over all of your information. But it's not just Gates with soothing words for the public. Mark Andreessen, Netscape founder, now venture capitalist, took to Twitter this week to defend the NSA. And government cheerleaders in the press were relieved that finally someone had the guts to defend the NSA. Andreessen tweeted, "I increasingly feel like we're on some gigantic collective fainting couch. Oh, my word, I can't believe that spy agencies spy. In the U.S., we all collectively hired tens of thousands of our fellow citizens and gave them $75 billion a year with a mission to spy on our behalf." Do you notice the subtle lie here? It's not that the NSA is spying on our behalf. It's that they're spying on us illegally. He completely loses the context of FISA. The F stands for foreign, and it was created because we learned in the 70s, during the Church Commission, that spy agencies weren't just spying, they were engaged in all kinds of criminal activity as well. The purpose of FISA was to restrict the CIA and the NSA from spying domestically. But Andreessen tries to confuse the issue further by saying, "To suddenly turn on them and blanket accuse them of comprehensive illegality and moral horrors is unfair to them, and it lets us off the hook." Is it unfair to accuse the NSA of comprehensive illegality when they lie to Congress, when they violate FISA and the Constitution, and spy on all Americans without a search warrant? Andreessen has been trying to cover for the NSA from the very beginning of the Snowden leaks, trying to muddy the waters by claiming that the NSA critics are too stupid to understand the technology involved.
American citizens, as well as non-American citizens, direct access, no oversight, no court order, these very sweeping claims. And the thing that's been so frustrating from my perspective is the sort of issue of technology in our society and the internet in our society is a central issue. And to talk about it, you actually have to, people have to understand the technology. People have to actually be willing to understand the technology. And the original reporting simply did not understand the technology.
Andreessen saying critics simply don't understand technology couldn't be a bigger lie. Multiple NSA whistleblowers told us about illegal surveillance 12 years ago. William Binney, who had worked for the NSA for over 30 years, who was the global technical director for the NSA, knew exactly what the NSA was doing.
Then when I found out they were starting to do the spying on everybody in the United States, I felt I had to get out of there because I couldn't be a party to that. I would be an accessory to subverting the Constitution, which incidentally, in my view, that's what everybody's doing, including that the judge who just ruled that it isn't, that it's lawful.
Binney resigned because he understood the technology and did not want to become a criminal. Andreessen wants to muddy the waters with technology issues and say the public doesn't understand the mission, that NSA employees don't understand the legal constraints. And he tweeted that we have a simplified cartoon version of an evil NSA. Well, former NSA technical director William Binney tells us it's not simplistic or cartoon, but the same techniques that he witnessed in totalitarian societies for decades.
That's what I see. That's what I've been seeing from the beginning, only because I had all that experience working the old Soviet Union. I mean, you know, that having that experience made it very clear what a totalitarian state does and how it operates.
And finally, Andreessen is telling us it's nothing new, that we've known about this for quite some time. Yes, we have. We've known about it for 12 years from whistleblowers, and InfoWars has been telling you about it for a lot longer than that.
It's all been illegal from the beginning. That's why they've been hiding it.